Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Okay, the antics are starting a little bit early. This is DC Love. I'm here with my twisted sister, Eileen. We'd like to welcome you to Angel Antics. And we'd also, you know, like to say happy summer solstice. And to you, my beautiful twisted sister, I wish you a happy summer solstice and everyone listening. And today is actually the longest, you know, day of the year. And the sad part is after this, the days do get a little bit shorter, Eileen. So I can't wait to just enjoy the entire summer.
Right. I'm a little sad about the days getting shorter because I really enjoy these wonderful long days, beautiful sunshine, just magnificent. And yes, happy, happy summer solstice to UDC and to everyone. I actually dressed special in my cute little turquoise skirt and a cute little pair of sandals. And yeah, I just was all excited. I walk into work and I'm like, happy summer solstice. And everybody's like, yeah, so? I'm like, what do you mean so? It's summer. The old woman that greeted me was my actual boss, my manager. She says, hey, guess what? Today's summer solstice. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Well, there's somebody on board with you. Well, you know, with that being said, I just want to give this a little prayer. I draw the summer sun into my soul and hold my power high today, as solstice energy courses through my veins and connects me to the ancients, my ancestors, and all who have gone before me. I am divinely alive. I feel the warmth of my beloved sun as its rays dance upon my skin on this, the longest day of the year. Blessings and happy summer solstice, everyone.
Oh, that was darling. Thank you. That was a beautiful little prayer you offered. I really
have nothing to give you today,
unless you want to do one of my oldies but goodies. We could always do a rainbow meditation.
Yeah, you know what? I'm always up for the oldies
but goodies. Right,
Eileen, that sounds amazing.
All right. Well, let's do that. And, you know, one of the reasons why I do like to do this at the beginning of the show is, you know, I often ask you all to do a couple of deep breaths or bring yourself to focus and center, that we're all sharing the same energy. I'm doing a rainbow meditation to me, kind of centers all of our chakras. And it also, since we're doing it together, centers each one of us with each other. So with that said, let's go ahead and take that deep breath, breathe it on in, and blow it on out. Now, for our rainbow meditation, the first thing I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine the color red. You can either look around your space and find something that's red and focus upon that, or you can imagine it in your head, whether it be a stop sign, a beautiful red rose, whatever brings you to that magnificent, deep, rich color of red. And I want you to seat that in your base chakra. And as you seat that in your base chakra, I then want you to take it and pretend it's got a cord, and I want you to push that cord or rope all the way down into the earth. Now, reach it 5 miles down and reach it, the tendrils, 5 miles out. And really sink your roots into the earth and allow yourself to feel that grounding and that space where we just feel the most comfortable and at home. All right. Now, the next thing I'd like you to do is I'd like you to come up to your, you know, belly button area just a little bit lower. And I want you to imagine the color orange. I'm actually looking at a windmill with the color orange, a wind turbine for the vineyards. And it's a magnificent color of orange. It's very bright and fluorescent. And I'm centering that space in my womb space because that is the space where we reach each other, where we kind of hold each other's energies and each other's cares and worries is a little bit in our womb space. When we are concerned about another person and we get a little message in our head that we should be concerned about someone, it's often that womb space that has detected that energy. And so I want you to look at orange and I want you to breathe that orange color in or imagine it and breathe it in as deep as you can. Deep breath, breathe it in. Now let that just seep inside you. The next color I want you to imagine, and this will be right about at the belly button, the abdomen area, that will be the color yellow. Imagine a brilliant, bright yellow sun that brings us glory and grace and goodness. Bright daisies, sunflowers, poppies, whatever that magnificent color yellow means to you, bring that color yellow in and breathe it into our stomach area. Let it seed in there and hold its space for joy, richness, and energy. Now breathe that in. Let out anything that isn't serving that beautiful color yellow. That brings us brightness and sunshine and joy to ourselves. Now, the next color I want you to imagine is the color of green. Whatever your favorite color green is, whatever your favorite color of green that makes you think of life and brilliance and love and everything new and fresh, that color green is also the color of healing. So know that that healing color comes into us, and that's held in our heart space. Bring that energy of that green in and hold it in our heart space and let it purify us with love and grace and healing for ourselves and for others. Breathe that in now. Fantastic. Now, I want you to imagine the color of blue. Now, this would be, similar to that magnificent blue sky I spoke about a little bit ago. Could be that blue of blue eyes that you see looking into someone else's eyes. It can be, what other blue things do we have? A couple of things I think of are too blue. But just that beautiful, kind of chambray blue, just kind of a light blue. And this is actually the color of communication. And I want you to breathe that into your throat area. Breathe that color of blue into that throat area right now. That color of blue is going to help you communicate with yourself and others, because we talk to ourselves all the time. And that is all about communication, even if we're not verbalizing it. So just know that that color of blue is for communication. Now, the next color I want you to imagine is going to be up at our third eye. Our third eye is between our eyebrows and just a little above that by, maybe a half an inch. So that's where your third eye is. It's connected with the pituitary gland. That third eye is associated with the color of indigo. Yes, I know. It's another color of blue, but it is a very dark blue. Paragenes is considered indigo, of course, until they get really faded out. A blueberry would be like an indigo blue. One of those type of deep, deep, rich, rich blue colors. So go ahead and imagine that. That is our connectedness to the divine. That is where we receive our messages and our own intuition. So breathe that in to that third eye, just above the eyebrows, just on the brow, the brow spot. Now breathe that blue indigo color in and release it. All right, now I want you to imagine the color of violet, a violet light. Now, this violet light can be iridescent, and it can be fluorescent, and it is actually your connectedness with the divine itself, and that is your personal connectedness with the divine, and that color is slightly above your head. Now, take that color and breathe it in, and let it go. Now, I want you to take that color, and I want you to send it up. And I want you to send it as far up through all the planes of existence until you reach heaven, or whatever your experience is on how you feel heaven in your life. I want you to send that violet light up to your heaven, and I want you to connect with it. Now, while you're there, I want you to bring in the white light. I want you to bring in that glorious white light, and I want you to bring it down with you from heaven to surround you completely. Now take that beam of white light, send it all the way through your body, and shoot it right down into the earth where that red cord is grounded. And I want you to surround that red cord with that white light. And so that all these coins and all of our chakras, all the way up and down our beam, are connected with and all the way through grounded to earth. And each is covered with this glowing, beautiful, magnificent white light of peace, love, kindness, and the divine. And with that said, I want you to all take one more deep breath, blow it out, and release whatever it is that is not holding you. And set your intention of what you would like to know for this session that we have going on today. And DC and I will start answering the phones and giving you messages. Thank you for joining us. Angel blessings.
That was so beautiful, Eileen. Thank you. What an amazing, oh my gosh, meditation. I love that meditation. Just love it.
It is so,
you know, every day
because it just does come. It comes out different, really, every time. But it's similar but different.
Yes, it,
and it is whatever I'm guided
does,
to do.
Always,
I love sharing.
Yeah. Divinely guided, truly are. Oh my goodness, yes. Okay, well, you know what?
I got to admit, I feel better. I feel so much better from doing that. Thank you for allowing me to share. It helped me too.
Gosh, well, you know what? Got to the color, though, of Eileen, that when you said indigo, like the color of, you know, pair jeans until they get faded, the whole computer screen faded out.
Uh-oh.
My computer screen, like, faded out with that, and then it came back. I was like, oh, my goodness. I had no screen.
The divine was like, you don't need a screen now. Just drop into my energy.
Yeah, and it just, like, left, and then all of a sudden it just came back, like a whoosh, it came back. I'm like, okay. So we're all good. Okay, so
nice.
Do you want to open up the phone lines? Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, I'd love to open up the phone lines and take a few callers and see what others have to say today.
I'm going to take a caller. Hold on.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, area 551. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi.
Is Tina?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you? Yes.
Good. What's going on?
Nothing. Just relaxing. Today I felt so drained. I had to, during the middle of the day, I just needed to take a nap. I just recently woke up. I feel so refreshed, but I don't know what happened around 12, but it seems like I lost a lot of energy.
Yeah, the energy's been a little crazy lately. So, you know, you were listening to your guidance. That little rest, right, Eileen? Which is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Absolutely. Do you have a question for us today?
Yes. I'm asking, I want to know about more so my love relationship, well, new relationship possibly.
DC, did you hear what she said? I'm really having trouble understanding her.
Were you talking about love?
I said relationship, new relationship.
Okay.
Oh, relationship.
Okay, a new relationship.
All right. Okay. Well, what I show for you is that you really have a very good and happy family life. You're very secure in your relationships, and as a collective group, you find magic in each other. You find a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, a lot of sharing, and so, you know, it's just a magnificent family group that you have there. And although you've been through times of actually great sadness and, you know, a little bit of things that you need to take the time to heal with that family. And part of it is forgiving yourself. And until you do those things, it is very hard for you to align yourself with a new relationship or something else going in. So I don't know if you've been doing your own personal work to heal yourself, but I'm kind of hearing that that's kind of what you need to do in order to open up a door in order for a new relationship to actually walk in, for you to be able to support that relationship as a whole person. In order to have, it's something, I actually haven't alluded to this in a long time, but I will right now because I'm hearing the word. So, and that is what I used to call relationship math. Relationship math is, if you put in 50% and your partner puts in 50%, you only have a quarter of a relationship. Because if you take 0.25 and you multiply it by 0.25, you end up, if you take 0.50 and 0.50, you end up with 0.25. So in order to have one whole relationship, you have to have 100% of you and 100% of the other person to make one whole relationship. So when relationships are not working for us, we really actually have to look to ourselves and see if we are ready and able to put in for a whole relationship. So what I'm hearing is that there was some situations in your past where there was some misunderstandings that were involved, and there needs to be some forgiving and some forgetting that needs to go on in order for you to really prepare yourself for your next relationship. This love is actually going to empower you to be more whole with yourself. Some of that forgiveness is to see the other person's point of view, because our point of view is not what the situation is all about. Points of view, there's often several in every relationship. They can be quite a few, in fact, not just one or two. So I'm hearing that this is about you. So you really need to have some compassion for yourself and allow yourself to either apologize or allow the other person to apologize to you. I'm hearing this is about an apology that has not taken, you know, has not happened, has not moved forward yet. And in order for it to happen, you need to work your magic, and you need to be in that good place of allowing forgiveness and forgiving yourself. And that's what's going to prepare you to be ready for a new relationship, okay? And that's what you need to do right now in your immediate future, because that's what I was told was happening in your past. So you need to work your magic and make that happen. With that said, once you do that, I definitely do see that there is a new relationship on the horizon for you, whether it be a matter of falling in love or whether it just be a beginnings of a new relationship. Know that in order to move into this, you must enter it with balanced emotions. And so in order to balance your emotions, you have to go through the process of completing that last relationship. And if you're still holding anything about that last relationship, then it's not complete. So I'm hearing completion. I'm also hearing that you are very magical. You have the ability to make things change. The alchemy of change, you can do. You have that ability. You are very strong. I also am hearing that you need to reach out to Archangel Michael and to Melchizedek, Saint Germain, and they will help you on this path of forgiveness and recreating yourself. Like I said, you're going to do that forgiveness work. You're going to create yourself to a place of magic, and that's when that new relationship is going to walk through the door. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that's very clear.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Beautiful. And I'm getting, you know, that you should anticipate, like, there's going to be a new relationship, excuse me, and this person is going to be outgoing, very dynamic, very intelligent, and I'm getting, you know, you really got to put more focus on finding love. Are you putting enough, you know, focus? You have to have balance, basically, like, in all areas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, you're such an amazing person, T. You're magnetic, you're really intelligent, and you have the ability to create the change and go in the direction that you want, to have that beautiful, romantic, you know, relationship. You're very confident, you're energetic, you're dynamic. Sometimes you could be a little bit of, you know, of an aggressive person as well, but you really got to, you know, you've got it together. You've got to use all, you know, that you've got going on for you. And I'm getting soon, okay? But what I'm hearing is you've got to laugh a little bit more. You've got to be a little bit more social, maybe get outside and do things like outdoors. And you've got to be able to express your love and your emotions, you know, freely when you are in a relationship. And not only, you know, are we talking about like your physical life, but T, you need balance with your spiritual life as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's going to be a lot of changes, like you, the freedom that you want. Now, when you are in a relationship, are you the one that generally does the leaving?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one that's, okay, because that's what I'm getting. Like, sometimes they're, like, high and dry. They don't understand what the heck is going on, okay? So you've got to realize this is very frustrating, like, to, like, you know, that other person, you know, because you're thinking, well, you know, he's not the right one or whatever, I'm leaving, you know, so you've got to make sure that, you know,
well,
you're
a little
bit more clear with them.
Late, and what it was why I left is because I realized, like, I was allowing what came to me and this is just out of wrong. I was realized I was just accepting, you know, just to say, oh, I got a relationship, but it would be, since I am, like, a healer, I kind of draw this energy to me that needs to be healed. But in a relationship, I would like to have someone that can replenish me when I'm, like, you know, when I do give out that energy to heal people. And if you're around someone 24/7 that needs healing, they're pulling a lot of energy from you. And I didn't really understand, like, my gifts and things like that. So I paired up with people that would drain me. We really did not have a lot in common. I was just accepting what came to me, and I didn't really know what I wanted. But then when I started realizing, I'm like, okay, this is not going to work. Now I'm at the point in my life where I know what I want, and
okay.
I know what I need. So I'm not just accepting anything just because, you know, just to say, oh, I want love. It's like, I know I need somebody. I'm very spiritual, so I just can't be with anybody. And
correct.
So that's where
that is correct.
I'm at right now.
But I have to touch upon what Eileen had said, you know, in her part of the reading. There's something within you. There's a past sorrow that is within you, and it does cause you to withdraw a little bit, okay? And at times you do withdraw.
Sorrow?
Yeah, there's like something like within your heart. There's like a past sorrow is what I'm getting. And you withdraw like from people at times and from your own emotions. And this is like sort of like your way of saying, I'm not going to have any more pain, okay? So, you know, it's sort of like closing up, shutting down.
That's,
and you're not allowing
the
flow of love to enter.
I do that now, but this is why I do this. I draw a lot of people to me, and I'm really learning who I am as far as, like, me being empathic. And what's going on is a lot of people, they want to hang out with me, and they want me to do certain things with them, and I try to please everybody, and they're not happy. So I try to please everyone.
Okay, but the more that you start opening up, you're going to have what you're wanting. Okay, your spirit guides are waiting to work with you. You know, you've got to release this blockage, and you could do it by prayer, connecting with your spirit guides, with affirmations. But you've got to do this so that you have what you truly desire, okay? And
okay, so you mean like...
you've got to,
like allowing myself
go
to
ahead.
See, it's just like maybe I have to revamp everything. Like
Can I jump in? Let me jump in.
Yes, go ahead.
What I think DC and I both are alluding to is, like I said in my reading, and you kind of went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was that you've told us. You've been in several relationships, but you don't stay in them because they're not fulfilling your needs, because they're not this spiritual being. And so, as DC said at the very beginning of her reading, she asked you, so you have a tendency to be actually the one to walk away from these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave the other person hanging. And
mm-hmm.
so there is still a tether between the two of you. And that tether is not broken until you go back and you resolve your relationships with those people. You just walk away and expect them to figure it out for themselves. Well, that's not fair. That's cruel. So if you think you're being a spiritual being and you walk away from relationships that way, that is what is creating this discontent. That is also why a good relationship is not finding you, because you still have these tethers to these relationships, because you left these guys going, well, what did I do wrong? And when in all actuality, they probably didn't do anything wrong. They're just not the right person for you. And DC and I understand that, because we're also on that spiritual path. But those guys, they don't get it. And so somehow you need to go back and just kindly say, you know, I thought you were a really super person, and I really liked hanging out with you and doing these things and these things and these things. My life right now, though, I need someone in my life that is willing to go up of a mountain on the evening of the summer solstice and watch the moon rise on one side of the divide and the sun set on the other. That's the person I need in my life while we both do a ceremony.
Yeah. Well, you
and
know,
person,
the thing is,
that person
I know
that can't relate to that. The person that can't relate to a spiritual person. I mean, your picture of what's best for you. That's my picture of what's best for me. But your picture of what's best for you might be going to church and having a ceremony. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's up to you to figure that out. But you know,
well,
tell that person.
Eileen, we're
going to
have
the
no, the lines are starting to fill up. We're going to have to move on.
Well, anyway,
we welcome you to come back in next.
Yeah.
But you
I
know what,
just
David
wanted to
just
clear up the type of relationship to, that needs to be cleared. So, all right.
Yeah,
I'll
just won't let me apologize. So they won't let me back in to even speak on it.
Oh, you're not asking to go back in. You're just letting them know. You are, it's called completion. A relationship is not done unless it is completed. Just walking out of a relationship is not completing one. It's just walking away. And so basically the reference is go back and complete the relationship by closing the book.
Okay.
Okay, and the last thing that I want to say to you is the angels are asking you to allow yourself to see the positive side of life instead of, like, you know, looking for the worst-case scenario. Because if you're going to be always looking for the negative, you're going to just keep attracting more negative. But if you let yourself see the amazing things that can happen when you're in a relationship, that's what you're going to attract, more amazing things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just, you know, try to work with the little bit of information that we gave you, and please call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay? And being that it's the summer solstice, the angels are saying, T, all things are possible if you will only follow your sun. Okay?
Love that.
God bless you. You're an angel. We love you, honey. Call us back, hon, okay?
Oh, well.
Have a great evening, honey. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, Eileen, the phone lines are blinking like Christmas lights here, so we got to move a little faster.
Well, I told you that's what happened.
Hello, 401. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? Area code 401. Hello?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to put 401 on hold, I guess, and I'll come back. I'll come back to you. Maybe they stepped away. That's okay. Okay, let's see. Hello, area code 239. You're live with Angel Antics.
Can we have your name?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hello, Diana. How are you?
Hi, Diana.
Sure.
Hi. I just have a, the only problem I have is I have a detached retina that I'm healing, so it's going to take me probably 3 weeks. It takes me a while to heal things like that that are bad. So that's the only, other than that, and my regular old knee pain, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty darn good. Do you have a question for us tonight?
No, but if you wanted to do it generally, you could. I was really just listening.
Okay, well, fantastic, because I got some big things to tell you. So you were actually meant to come on board and get a reading. Because I've got some really big cards have shown up for you. The first thing is that you have actually had a false sense of being trapped. And you kind of been a little bit overly focused on the here and now and, you know, what's happening and how am I going to work through this and how's this going to happen. And I can understand that if you're dealing with, you know, some knee pain and a detached retina is, you know, takes time to heal. So you're really focusing on that, you know, that one and only right now. But what it's bringing in is fear. It's bringing in some negativity and some fear-based thoughts like, oh, my God, is this ever going to heal? Am I ever going to get better? Am I going to help?
That's not me at all. That's not me at all. I don't do the fear thing at all.
Well,
People tell me you don't fear enough, you know, because, you know, most people talk fear all the time.
Okay, so
and
you
I'll set them straight right away, like I am you. I don't do the fear thing. That's why I told
you
I can heal
no fear.
Yeah, let
me ask a question.
So
you
I
have no fear.
You never heal, but I said it will.
Fear. You have no fear that any of this will not heal then.
Well, no, because the doctor said it won't ever heal. And the first thing I said was, it might take me 3 weeks, but it'll heal.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you what I pulled. I don't make this shit up. I just give you what I get. So
well,
that's
they're
what
just reassuring me then that I can do it, because I know I can.
Oh, cool.
Oh, things have happened throughout my life that I've healed sometimes instantly.
All right. Well, you know, I just... Know what I got? Well, I'll let DC go ahead and give you a reading. DC,
okay,
what do you have
thank
for
you.
Me?
Hey, Diana. The only thing I want to tell you, hon, I just feel some stress around you. Okay, there is some stress. Maybe you're not realizing you're holding on to it. So I ask that you make time to just, you know, relax a little bit more, and that'll really help your situation. And you are surrounded by so many beautiful angels.
Oh,
and
I know that.
They're there, and they're for you to talk to them, you know, just, they want to help you heal right now, they're saying. They want to help you heal, you know, and they want you to really, to, you know, achieve. Yeah, and they're there with you, okay? So they're asking, you know, like, you know, we're here, we're waiting. They know that you're a beautiful light worker, and they're, you know, saying, Diana, sometimes everybody needs a little help, you know, and they're saying, please be, you know, willing to accept the help from us. Because they're with you, and they're just, you know, they're waiting for you to allow them to come in.
Well, I know
that
because I talk to my angels all the time. My angels are my best friends.
Okay, well, they're
but
just...
But I just thought this would take me 3 weeks.
Well, given the...
You're just telling me it won't
up
take
there.
That long.
Okay, well, that's great.
But
I am seeing, you know, there's
me.
A little bit of... There is a little bit of energy in you that's maybe a little bit stagnant. Okay. Do you take your salt baths regularly? You know. Okay, because I there was a little bit of stagnant energy,
but I need a car so I can go places like my spiritual group and stuff. Yeah, I just moved in with my daughter.
Oh,
I
hear
you. I don't have a car yet.
Well, I'm getting the word miracle around.
That could be the trap
sailing.
I can only go as far as I can walk, and it's very hot. The other day I tried to walk and. 3 cars stopped. You need a ride. You need a ride. It's too hot for you to be walking.
Oh, God bless you. Well, you know what? You're drinking enough of water, like, while you're out there, because I got really thirsty when you told me about that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you're, you know, you're getting enough when you're out and it's hot and everything. Okay. But you know what? You're burning off some karma, okay? And as you're burning off this karma, your detached retina is actually giving you ideas of, like, new kinds of healing, okay?
Mm-hmm. And I'm also getting that, you know, you're going to have like a new way to do a healing, and there's going to be things that, you know, maybe come up from the past as well. You're going to heal them. So just notice, you know, what comes up as you are, you know, doing your healings. And, you know, if there's a pattern that you, you know, realize has come up again, you know, just bless it for the power to inform and then let it go, okay?
Yeah, see, you know what you're talking about.
This is
my
life,
family
growth,
has been on like, yeah. My family doesn't like spirituality, so it's like, yeah, I feel trapped
that's,
in corners.
You,
okay.
You know, you have a family that loves spirituality, correct? You've got a soul family
well,
that loves it. You're, you know, you're embraced, you're loved. Just, you know, connect with the soul family. And this is a time that you've got to release, like, those old patterns and, you know, old ways of maybe doing things and, you know, get a new story because you're magnificent and everything. And that new story has to have all that, you know, that all the good stuff about you that we want to hear, okay?
Yeah, I'll have a new healing. Well, in the past, whenever I'm on my own, I'm, like, I can do anything to help anybody heal. But being stuck in a big family who's so resistant to anything but religion, it has been tough, and not having a car. Because I do have some
spiritual
gifts.
You've got to release that. And, Diana, you can create. You're creating a beautiful life for yourself. Don't stick to that old story. You know, let it go. It's not yours anymore. But I'm going to have to take another caller, and it's so nice to finally hear your voice after a long time. Thank you for calling us.
All right, thank you.
You
bye
take
bye.
Care, hon. God bless. Bye-bye. Yeah, then are you ready for another call,
hon? Yeah. Can I just say one thing before we move on to the next caller? It's something you just said, and it's something I heard the other day from someone else, so I did not make this up. I heard it from someone else, and that is that sometimes religion and spirituality can be following the same path, and sometimes religion and spirituality are miles apart.
Yeah. Well, the only thing
and it
that
really
I,
makes
like, when you
sense.
Say religion, when I hear religion, I hear judgment. There's judgment, like, in, I find that there's judgment in religions, you know?
Well,
so that's
yeah,
really,
but, some religions do follow. I'm just saying that, see, I'm not debating this. I'm just sharing a statement that I heard the other night, about that subject. And so, you know,
you
we
know,
do find that. When our families are religious and we have a different viewpoint of how we follow our spiritual path, they don't always coincide. Yeah. They're
right.
Often
and you know what?
Different.
There's good parts in all of religion. Take the good parts and make, you know, and take that with you and leave the rest go. But I find there is like good in all religions. There's some part that's amazing. And, you know, that's the part you want to take
well,
with
all
you.
Religions.
You know, and
all religions are absolutely not necessarily spiritual. They're religions.
Right.
They're dogmas. They're created by man, for man, control man. And so, but sometimes they can be very spiritual and feed us very, very well. And sometimes not so much. And that's basically what the statement was. So you have to take your life and follow the path that leads you best because it's not always about everything. Sometimes our families are put there with different ideas, and that is part of our challenge for us to learn how to work through while we're here on Earth. Sometimes that is our challenge that we've been put forth to do. So, let's take another caller.
Yeah, let's get back to the phone lines here. They're blinking a lot like Christmas lights again.
Woo-hoo. I love Christmas lights.
Hi, area code 860. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name?
Hi, it's Amla.
Hi, who's
this?
Amla. Oh, yay. Happy summer solstice, Amla.
Hello?
Yes, Amla. How are you? Happy summer solstice.
Yes, happy summer to you guys.
Do you have a question for us?
I'm actually dating somebody, and I was wondering if you feel it going into long term he seems like a really good guy for me. I'm basing it on actions. I'm basing how he treats me versus, you know, the other stuff. You know what I mean? As far as, like, it's not what you say, it's what you do. So,
yeah.
Or how you treat a person. So, I was wondering if you... Insight.
Yeah. Let's see what they've got.
Sure.
What I'm hearing is that dealing with this in that sensible approach is actually your best choice. It is a fantastic way to look at it. It's a fantastic way to take the time and review what's happening in your life, because in the long run, it is about the way somebody makes you feel. And
yes.
if they're not doing those little small things on how they treat you, that's not going to make you feel great in a relationship, even if they were the cutest guy with the hottest body that
yes.
knows how to dance and kisses like a rock star.
Yes.
Those things are all great, but they're ego-driven, and they actually end up being superficial because
yes.
you could be with the guy that really doesn't kiss that well.
yes.
because you have so much passion.
Yeah.
When you do kiss, for some reason, your foot does that little kick because there's something about that person because of the way they make you feel in the long run.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. And so that's why I'm hearing that sensible approach that you're looking at this relationship is a very good choice. It is a very good way to look at it. Understanding
okay.
that kindness and those manners in the long run will carry a person through a lifetime, and it's something that you find attractive. You find it very attractive.
Absolutely.
And so,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm also
yeah.
seeing that with that, you do need to take some time to think things through. And
okay.
by taking some time for your personal self, of going
yes.
for walks, getting out
yes.
in nature, taking
yes.
time to just breathe and be yourself, and
yes.
then allowing you to bring forth that new person. Because face it, when we go out and spend a little time by ourselves, the person we bring back to that relationship has changed.
Yes.
That's hence the reason why we spend time alone, is so that we can make the changes that are necessary in our lives to bring forth better relationships. So make sure you take the time to do that. You do
okay.
find that you've got way too much work and you have a tendency to help others and take on a little bit too much. And
I do.
Which really does kind of stress you out, and
yes.
it's not creating a good balance for you in life. Is that true?
That I will admit, yes. That could
yeah,
be.
You will admit.
Yeah.
I will admit. I resemble that remark. you know, getting, getting back out in nature, taking that time for yourself, and, you know, sometimes saying no. No is
yes.
a complete sentence.
Yes. Yes. No, it's
yeah,
true.
It's really hard. We think we have to say no because.
Yes.
And we think we have to give some kind of an excuse, but we don't.
Right. No,
it can
don't.
Be just, no, that's not going to
yes.
work for me right now. Period. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's actually, this person is actually teaching me that a little bit, just really quickly. He, you know, when he has to do something, he's like, I can't do it, you know, and I like that. In a way, I'm not used to that, but in a way, he's teaching me how to say no, inadvertently. It's not even like he's doing anything. When he can't do something, he just says, look, I can't do it, you know, and I like that part of him, because it's teaching me.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's giving you his word. And my father
yes.
taught me something as a small child, and that is, if your word isn't any good, what good are you? So he is giving you his word by saying, I would love to do that, but I am not
yes.
able. And that is an honest human being. He's being forthright.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. That sounds like a fabulous person you've met.
So I will tell you, though, don't let any issues from your past get in the way. Don't judge this person. Well, so-and-so did that and something did that. Because those past thoughts are going to get in your way and that type of thing. Just keep this an open, new relationship and seeing everything with childlike eyes. And also, don't romanticize about how he could or should be either. The things we went through in our past were there for lessons and reasons, and and we've moved forward from them, so leave those there and move forward into this newness of this. But definitely, you know, this is definitely an area of peace for you. It's quite an area of contentment. It's time for you to actually, I'm hearing, allow. Like you said, you're learning a lot from him. So allow your compassion, allow your compassion that you're receiving in this new relationship to actually heal some of the hard feelings from your past life and your past relationships. Because that's what this present relationship is to do. So allow that healing to take place, because I feel this is really a time of peace for you, and it is actually a time of healing. It's not him that's doing it for you. He's just in this space and time to allow you to go through that process. It sounds, Amala, congratulations. It sounds like a fantastic place to be.
Oh, thank you for the validation. It means a lot to me. It does.
I bet DC has more for you. So let's see what she has to say. And
yeah,
you might
I do
be walking
more,
away
Amala.
On time.
Yes.
Hi, Amala. DC, the first thing I'm getting is you've got to make sure you're willing to put 100% into your love life. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to use like the same effort that you do when you work or do other things, and you're going to see that that's going to make the difference. And I'm getting like the love with him may be a little bit different than the love with others. I'm just getting like it's a little bit different, like unusual, you know? Does that make sense to you?
What's unusual?
You know,
about?
Like it's just he's a little bit unusual. I'm getting like. He's a little bit different than maybe other guys that you dated. I'm getting don't judge a book by their cover. You know, don't judge a book by its cover. Okay, so you've really got to give him a good chance there. Okay.
Okay.
And and don't feel like you have to like go through hoops or anything. You know, because then it's not going to be good. Okay. But I'm getting you know you've got to laugh more. You've got to you know be able to express yourself freely. You've got to have that playful and light nature about you, hon. Okay?
Yes.
I'm wondering now, what I'm seeing, he appears like a little bit younger than you. Is he younger?
Yes, he is. You're right on. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I'm getting that he's a little bit younger. And I'm also getting, like, this relationship is, like, for a while, it's going to be more casual is what I'm getting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm also, I'm feeling like at times like he's sort of like a little controlling, hun.
Oh, really? Okay.
You've got to watch and see what happens. You know, you've got to watch and see what happens. But I sort of feel like there's like a little bit of, you know, him wanting to have, you know, the control over the situation. Okay?
Okay.
So, be careful with that. You know, take it slow. Just, you know, focus on what you're wanting. Okay, and you will have what you want. So I'm not really sure if he's going to be the right one for you because I do feel, like I said, he is a little bit younger. I'm getting, you know, I'm getting there's going to be challenges in the relationship. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
There may be like a little bit like challenges, difficulty. So you've got to just, you know, stay calm, be clear-headed, and just, you know, just make sure that you, you know, take this relationship slowly. And I'm getting, you know, possibly, you know, this might not be, you know, the man that you're supposed to be with, but there'll be lessons to be learned, okay?
Okay, got it.
And
yeah.
I'm
I'm getting like there's a line being drawn, so you've got to set some boundaries as well, Amala, okay?
No, I know. I'm already feeling that already, and early anyway, so, yep, makes sense.
Yeah, there's a line being drawn, so there's boundaries that have to be made. But I do feel like, you know, he wants to travel with you. Like, I see, like, some travel coming, like he would ask, so... You know, and I'm getting, you know, you're falling for him a little bit because he's a little bit mysterious. He's sort of sexy.
Yes.
There's a charm about him that you like, correct? So you sort of, he's like almost like hypnotic with you. You know, he's a snake charmer. Okay?
Yes.
So you've got to watch because he's really enticing and, you know, like you're loving it and stuff, but you've got to be on guard, okay?
Okay. And I think
that's
why.
Please just take it.
Slow
with him. I want to fast, okay? And that's what we have for you. I'm going to try to get in another call or so. But thank you so much, Amala, and please stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you so much. I want to keep on listening. Thank you. All right.
Hey, Amala. God bless, hon.
Blessings.
Okay, Eileen, we're going to try to take another call here.
All righty.
Hi, area code 863. You're live with Angel Antics. This is DC and Eileen. How are you?
Hi, good evening, ladies. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hello. All together now? I was calling to ask about a new love coming in for me, a new romantic love relationship.
Oh, what was your name? I didn't ask you.
Right?
Julia from Florida.
Julia. Okay, I thought that was Julia. All right. Well, I actually have a huge message for you, which, yes, can be part of that, but I'm actually seeing that this is more about you and your life and what's really, really happening for you. Because what I've got here is some major arcana cards, and all the cards that I pulled are that. And so what I have to tell you is that it's funny because today is the summer solstice, and I pulled a card called the Sun. And it is represented by Archangel Uriel. And it talks about your brilliant new ideas that once you put those forth are going to lead you to great success. You will have a happy outcome because of it. Have the confidence in yourself to move forward and be all that you can be. This is the solstice. This is the time for change. We are moving from, you know, the setting, from, you know, the growing sun to it waning. And so it's really time to get things going before that heaviness of the winter energy comes along. Part of this is making peace with yourself and knowing that you can do this. You know, it's also being that mother, that wife, that sister, that daughter, all to yourself by treating yourself really, really well and being kind to yourself and moving to that energy of that. I do also see that there could very well be an intimate relationship coming your way, but you need to carefully weigh the decision to see that this is what you really want. This also can be a representative of, you know, good health. Good health, good relationships, things that are making us feel good. So this may also be here to bring in Archangel Raphael to help you heal anything from your past that wasn't serving you to be able to move forward into your future. And I actually think that might have to do with that mother, wife, sister, daughter, now that I'm saying that, because it seems like there might be something there that needs a little bit of healing from your past, and you really are actually meant to choose peace. But you have been finding balance in a lot of things, and so right now, really what I'm sharing with you is a magnificent time for you really to be productive and really get things moving in your life right now. Because anything you touch right now is going to have a really happy outcome.
You are very fertile in anything you want to grow, create, start. This is a major time in your life. It is a major time to make really good changes for the positive. If you want to start a new adventure in your life, a fantastic new hobby that's going to help other people heal, or that's going to give other, you know, something that's going to help others, something for humanity, whether you start a recycling program or start bringing water to in Africa, whatever that vision is for you, this is the time for you to produce that. And all of that is going to bring you great peace right now. And that's the message I have for you. This is a spectacular time for you. Do what you can if you have any opportunities. All right? That's
and
the
really,
message I have for you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
That was amazing.
And really,
wow.
Honestly, I have to say that, you know, this is your destiny. It is time for you to really, you know, connect with that special someone, okay? So
beautiful.
If you're thinking, you know, you meet someone like, oh, my gosh, I don't think so. Well, I'm getting to expect the unexpected. Your guardian angels are with you, and I'm seeing little hearts all around you. So there is going to be beautiful love coming your way. Keep visualizing the love that you want. And know that, you know, your wish for love is close by. And you did have a healing. There's beautiful, peaceful healing energy that's surrounding you right now. And this is, you know, an amazing time to really realize your hopes and your dreams in regard to love. Okay?
Beautiful.
And just, you know, I'm getting there might be some forgiveness needed. You may need to forgive someone else or yourself. I feel like, you know, for a long time you had like a weight on your shoulders, Julia. Okay?
Yes.
And, just ask the angels to come in and help you with that. And then you're going to see that you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful relationship that blossoms into everything that you want it to be. Okay?
Wow, that's beautiful.
With that being said, getting, you know, you're growing spiritually as well. You're going to have a lot of fun too, you know. So enjoy it, you know. Don't go too fast. Enjoy it. It's going to be, you know, a very positive relationship. Make sure that you follow your heart, okay? Just go with the flow and be open and be able to communicate, and all is going to be wonderful. So enjoy yourself and, you know, happy summer solstice. This beautiful new energy is with you, Julia. Enjoy it and, you know, go after what you want right now, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was a great reading. Wow. Thank you. I just needed something to look forward to, and you both provided that.
Well, you certainly have it.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
God bless.
Your energy is bringing it in. We're just delivering the messages. So it's all on you. You've got the energy to be this and be that creative and really start something new for yourself. And like DC said, if you know, bring in those relationships. It's you've got the energy. It is all about you. So go forward and create.
Awesome. Well,
yes,
thank you
Julia,
both so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Angel blessing.
I mean, we're down to around 60 seconds. So is there something that you say to everyone? See, that's 60 seconds. I'm good.
You know, my thoughts always are just I love you and get out and enjoy this beautiful summer solstice, this longest day of the year. You know, even if it's just pulling out the lawn chair and sitting in your own backyard or front porch or, you know, however it is that you enjoy the night and enjoy this late, late day. And I wish
you
angel blessings for coming. Love you, DC.
This is your time as well. Eileen, this is your time as well. It's going to be very positive for you. Everything that you told me about prior to the show, you're going to have, you know, positive answers to all of that. There's nothing to even worry about. And you've got to realize you're so amazing and you're creating an amazing life as well, hon. So stay positive and enjoy this.
Aw, thank you, DC. I too needed to hear that. So thank you. Okay. And we will chat soon.
I love you.
Thanks for joining us. Good night.
Call us back tonight, everyone.